Welcome back to Conscious Leadership. Today, we're diving deep into a topic that's absolutely essential for anyone looking to become a more effective leader: mindset. You've heard it said that leadership is not just a role, it's a mindset, and it couldn't be more accurate. Your mindset as a leader lays the foundation for your actions, decisions, and ultimately your success. Let's explore why it's such a game changer. Welcome to Conscious Leadership, the podcast where we delve into the heart of impactful leadership, one conscious step at a time. I'm your host, Dakota Lima, and together we'll explore the realms of self-awareness, empowerment, and purpose-driven leadership. Get ready to ignite your leadership potential and make a positive difference in your life and the life of those you lead. The power of mindset in leadership is at the core of being an effective leader. Your mindset shapes your leadership journey, influencing not only your decisions, but also how you inspire and lead your team. Leadership isn't just about the strategies you employ or the decisions you make. It starts with your mindset. Your mindset is the lens through which you view the world, yourself, and your role as a leader. It's how you interpret events, make decisions. It's the silent force that guides your thoughts, emotions, and actions. At the core of your mindset lies your belief system, or what we'll effectively call your BS. Now, I don't mean the kind of BS that's synonymous for nonsense. In this context, BS stands for your belief system. It's a collection of deeply held convictions, attitudes, and assumptions that influence how you perceive yourself, others, and the world around you. Your BS is like the operating system of your mind. It's responsible for running the programs that determine your responses to various situations. It's what tells you whether you can or can't, whether something is possible or impossible, and whether you're capable as a leader or not. So where does this belief system come from? It's rooted in your values, those guiding principles that reflect what's truly important to you. Your values are the compass that directs your actions and decisions. They serve as a bedrock upon which your belief system is built. For example, if one of your core values is integrity, your belief system is likely to include convictions about the importance of honesty, transparency, and ethical conduct as a leader. On the other hand, if innovation is at the center of your values, your belief system may emphasize the need for creative thinking, risk-taking, and adaptability as a leader. In addition to your values, your self-perception plays a vital role in shaping your belief system and consequently your mindset as a conscious leader. How you see yourself, your self-esteem, and your self-efficiency influence the thoughts you entertain and the actions you take. If you perceive yourself as capable and a confident leader, your belief system will align with this self-image. Conversely, if you see yourself as inadequate or incapable, your belief system will reflect these negative perceptions. Understanding your leadership mindset begins with a deep exploration of your belief system, your values, and your self-perception. Take the time to ask yourself, what are my core values as a leader? How do these values shape my belief system? What beliefs do I hold about leadership, success, and my own capabilities? How do I perceive myself as a leader? And how does this self-perception influence my actions? By reflecting on these questions, you'll gain valuable insights into the mindset that currently guides your leadership journey. Remember, your mindset is not fixed. It can be nurtured, developed, and transformed. This mindset is going to help align with your values and help empower you to lead with authenticity, confidence, and purpose. Keep in mind that your leadership journey begins with your mindset. So it's your foundation, your compass. It's your most potent tool in the world of conscious leadership. Your mindset profoundly influences your decision-making as a leader. A fixed mindset can lead to reluctance to delegate, a fear of innovation, and a resistance to change. In contrast, a growth mindset fosters the willingness to learn from mistakes and an eagerness to explore new ideas and a belief in the potential for improvement. So what's the difference between fixed and growth mindset? Have you ever wondered why some leaders seem to thrive in the face of challenges while others crumble? It often boils down to mindset. Psychologist Carol Dweck introduced the idea of fixed mindset versus growth mindset. A fixed mindset assumes that our abilities and intelligence are static, leading to fear of failure and a reluctance to take risk. On the other hand, a growth mindset believes that abilities can be developed through dedication, hard work, and it leads to love of learning and resilience in the face of setbacks. As leaders, adopting a growth mindset is paramount. It allows us to see challenges as opportunities for growth, to persevere in the face of adversity, and to encourage our team members to do the same. So how can you develop and nurture a growth mindset as a leader? You can embrace challenges. See challenges as opportunities to learn and grow. Encourage your team to take on new difficult tasks, fostering a culture of innovation and resilience. Learn from failures. Failure is not the end. It's a stepping stone to success. Share stories of your own failures and the lessons you've learned. Create an environment where failure is seen as part of the learning process. Encourage a culture of curiosity. Fostering curiosity within your team encourages questions, exploration, and experimentation. Curiosity drives innovation and keeps your team engaged. Develop self-awareness. Understanding your own mindset tendencies. Recognize when you might be slipping into a fixed mindset and take the proper steps to shift back into a growth-oriented perspective. Your mindset doesn't just influence your own leadership, it also has a ripple effect on your team. When your team sees you approaching challenges with a growth mindset, they're more likely to do the same. This not only enhances individual and collective performance, but it also creates a culture of continuous improvement. Your mindset as a leader is a powerful force. It shapes your decisions, your team dynamics, and ultimately your organization's success. By cultivating a growth mindset, you not only empower yourself to thrive in the face of uncertainty, but also inspire and uplift those you lead. Learning to embrace failure as a learning opportunity is another key. Failure is part of any leadership journey, and having the right mindset to transform these setbacks into stepping stones. How to have a growth mindset helps you to embrace failures as a valuable learning experience and bounce back stronger. This segment is crucial in understanding how leaders can grow and develop by reframing failures as a valuable experience. Let's start by acknowledging that the fear of failure is something many of us grapple with. It's natural to want to avoid failure because it often comes with discomfort, disappointment, and even self-doubt. However, it's essential to shift our perspective and understand that failure isn't the end of the road. It's a stepping stone to growth and success. Failure, when approached with the right mindset, is a powerful teacher. It provides us with insights, resilience, and the motivation to improve. Here's how you can embrace failure as a learning opportunity. Reframe failure. Instead of seeing failure as a reflection of our inadequacy, view it as an indicator of areas where growth is possible. It's a sign that you're pushing boundaries and taking risk. Analyze and learn. When faced with failure, it's time to analyze what went wrong. Where were the contributing factors, or what were the contributing factors? What can you learn from this experience? Encourage your team to do the same. Encourage a culture of learning. Foster a culture within your team and organization that values continuous learning. It celebrates the efforts, even when they don't lead to immediate success. This encourages experimentation and innovation. You can also share your failure stories. As a leader, share your own stories of failure. Being vulnerable about your past failures not only helps to humanize you, but also shows your team that it's okay to make mistakes. Failure isn't fatal. It's important to convey to your team that failure isn't a permanent state. It's a temporary setback that can lead to future success. Thomas Edison, after numerous failed attempts, famously said, "I have not failed. I've just found 10,000 ways that won't work." Failure helps to build resistance. It's a critical trait for leaders. When you encounter and overcome failure, you develop the ability to bounce back from adversity stronger than before. This resilience not only benefits you, but also sets an example for your team. Some of the most significant innovations in history have been born out of failure. Take example, Steve Jobs and the development of the iPhone. It faced numerous setbacks and failures before it became the iconic device that it is today. Embracing failure as a learning opportunity is an essential aspect of conscious leadership. It not only allows you to grow and improve, but it also sets the tone for our teams and organizations. So let's not shy away from failure, but instead, welcome it as a valuable teacher on your journey to becoming a better leader. Cultivating resilience. Let's step back to resilience again. Leadership can be tough, and it's your mindset that determines how you weather the storms. Resilience is a fundamental trait for leaders, and understanding how to develop and nurture it is crucial. We're going to explore how to cultivate resilience through the right mindset. This will help enable you to navigate challenges with grace and come out on top. Resilience is often described as the ability to bounce back from adversity, to withstand challenges and setbacks, and to emerge stronger from difficult experiences. In the realm of leadership, resilience is an invaluable asset. It allows you to face the inevitable hurdles and crises that come our way with grace and determination. Let's break down resilience into its core components. Emotional resilience. This refers to the ability to manage and bounce back from emotional challenges. It's about staying composed under pressure, managing stress, and maintaining a positive outlook, even in trying times. Adaptability. Resilient leaders are adaptable. They can adjust their strategies and approaches in response to changing circumstances. They see change as an opportunity rather than a threat. Problem-solving skills. Resilience involves effective problem-solving. It's the capacity to analyze issues, identify solutions, and take decisive action when needed. Support networks. Having a strong support network, both personally and professionally, is a crucial aspect of resilience. These networks provide emotional support, advice, and a sense of belonging. What are some things you can do to help cultivate resilience? Number one is self-care. Resilience starts with self-care. Taking care of your physical and mental well-being is the foundation upon which resilience was built. This includes regular exercise, a balanced diet, and adequate sleep. Also, mindfulness practices. Mindset shift. Your mindset plays a significant role in resilience. Embrace a growth mindset that sees setbacks as opportunities for growth. Remember, failures are not the final step, but stepping stones to success. Problem-solving training. Develop your problem-solving skills. This involves analyzing challenges systematically, breaking them down into manageable parts, and seeking creative solutions. Build a support network. Nurture your support network. This includes friends, family, mentors, and colleagues you can turn to for guidance and encouragement in tough times. Learn from your setbacks. Resilience is often born from setbacks. Embrace failures as learning experiences. Reflect on what went wrong, what you learned, and how you can apply those lessons in the future. Maintain your perspective. In challenging times, maintaining perspective is crucial. Remember, setbacks are part of life and leadership. What seems insurmountable today may not appear that way in the future. Lead by example. As a leader, your resilience sets an example for your team. Demonstrate how to handle adversity with resilience and grace. Your team will take cues from your behavior. In the realm of leadership, resilience is often tested. From market turndowns to internal challenges, leaders face numerous trials. It's during these moments that resilience shines. A resilient leader can inspire and lead their team through adversity, instilling confidence and hope. Cultivating resilience is an ongoing process. It's a trait that can be developed and strengthened over time. As conscious leaders, it's our duty not only to nurture our own resilience, but also foster it within our teams and the organization. Another area that's important for mindset is the role of self-confidence. Confidence and mindset go hand in hand. How a positive mindset can boost your confidence as a leader is critical, enabling you to make bold decisions and inspire your team. Self-confidence is a critical aspect of leadership that can make or break your journey. Self-confidence is not arrogance or overconfidence. It's a quiet belief in your abilities, decisions, and actions. As conscious leaders, our self-confidence is the cornerstone of our leadership effectiveness. Here's why it's so crucial. Influence and trust. Confident leaders nurture and inspire trust. When your team sees you believe in your vision and your capability to lead, they are more likely to follow your guidance. Confidence in your abilities makes others believe in you too. Decision making. Self-confidence is instrumental in making decisions. Leaders who lack confidence often second-guess themselves, leading to hesitation and indecision. Confident leaders can make choices decisively, which is vital in a fast-paced business environment. Resilience. Confidence is closely linked to resilience. When you believe in your abilities, you're more likely to bounce back from failures and setbacks. Self-doubt, on the other hand, can cripple resilience and hinder growth. Effective communication. Confidence enhances your ability to communicate effectively. You speak with authority and conviction, making it easier for your team to understand your vision and follow your lead. Role modeling. As a leader, you're not just making decisions, you're setting an example. When you exude self-confidence, you encourage your team members to believe in themselves and their abilities. So what are some ways you can nurture self-confidence and help build it in yourself? One key is self-awareness. Self-confidence begins with self-awareness. Understanding your strengths and weaknesses. Acknowledge your accomplishments and areas for growth. Knowing yourself empowers you to build genuine confidence. Set clear goals. Set clear, achievable goals for yourself and your team. When you achieve these goals, your confidence grows. Remember, even small victories contribute to the overall self-assuredness. Continuous learning. Confidence doesn't mean knowing everything. It means being open to learning. Invest in your personal and professional development. The more knowledge and skills you acquire, the more confident you will become. Embrace failure. Failure is part of leadership. Failure is part of life. Embrace it as a learning opportunity. When you learn from your failures, you become more confident in your ability to navigate future challenges. Positive self-talk. Monitor your inner dialogue. Replace negative self-talk with positive affirmations. Remind yourself of past successes and your ability to overcome obstacles. Seek feedback. Feedback is a powerful tool for growth. Solicit feedback from trusted colleagues, mentors, and team members. Use this feedback to identify areas for improvement and build your confidence. Visualization. Practice visualization techniques. Imagine yourself successfully handling challenging situations and achieving your goals. Visualization can boost your self-confidence and your performance. While self-confidence is crucial, it must be balanced with humility. Arrogance can erode trust and hinder effective leadership. Recognize that you don't have all the answers and that learning is a lifelong journey. Authentic humility complements self-confidence, making you more approachable and effective as a leader. Self-confidence is not a fixed trait, but it's a skill. And it can be cultivated and nurtured. As a conscious leader, building self-confidence is not about inflating our egos, but it's about believing in our abilities to lead with integrity, authenticity, and purpose. Your mindset is the lens through which you view the world. As conscious leaders, we aim to make that lens as clear and as empowering as possible. So I'm going to share some practical strategies and some exercises that you can do to help shape your growth-oriented mindset. These are techniques you can start applying today to help supercharge your leadership journey. First one is cultivating a growth mindset. A growth mindset is the belief that your abilities and intelligence can be developed through dedication and hard work. Embracing this mindset can be transformative for leaders. It encourages you to see challenges as opportunities for growth rather than as threats to your abilities. Here's how to cultivate it. Embrace those challenges. Welcome challenges as a chance to learn and improve. When faced with difficult situations, ask yourself, what can I learn from this? Emphasize the effort. Place value on effort over innate talent. Recognize that hard work and persistence often leads to success. Learn from failures. Instead of seeing failures as a setback, see it as a stepping stone towards your improvement. Analyze what went wrong and how you can do better next time. And stay curious. Cultivating a curious mindset by asking questions and seeking to understand. Curiosity opens the door to new ideas and new perspectives. Number two, practice mindfulness and presence. Mindfulness is a practice of being fully present and engaged in the moment. As a leader, this can be a powerful tool to enhance decision-making, reduce stress, and improve relationships with your team. This is how you can integrate mindfulness into your leadership. Daily practice. Dedicate time each day for a mindfulness exercise such as meditation, deep breathing, or mindfulness walking. This practice can improve your focus and emotional regulation. Active listening. Practice active listening. during meetings and conversations. Give your full attention to the speaker without judgment or interruption. This promotes better understanding and helps to build rapport. Pause before reacting. When faced with a challenging situation, take a moment to pause and collect your thoughts before responding. Mindfulness allows you to choose your reactions concisely. Number three, develop emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence, or also known as EQ, is the ability to recognize, understand, and manage your emotions, as well as the emotions of others. A high EQ is the hallmark for effective leadership. Here's some tips that you can use to help develop your emotional intelligence. Self-awareness. Regularly check in with your emotions. Identify how you feel and why. This self-awareness enables you to manage your emotions more effectively. Empathy. Practice empathy by putting yourself in others' shoes. Understand their perspectives and their emotions. This fosters better communication and collaboration. Emotional regulation. Learn to regulate your emotions, especially in high-stress situations. Techniques like deep breathing and brief mindfulness exercises can help you stay composed. Number four, surround yourself with positivity. Your environment plays a significant role in shaping your mindset. Surround yourself with positive people who uplift and support your growth as a leader. Choose your inner circle. Select friends, mentors, and colleagues who share your values and inspire your leadership journey. Limit negative influences. Minimize exposure to negative news, gossip, or individuals who drain your energy and enthusiasm. Seek inspiration. Read books, listen to podcasts, and attend conferences that inspire and motivate you to evolve as a leader. Number five, set clear intentions. Intention setting is a powerful practice that aligns your actions with your values and goals. It provides clarity and purpose to your leadership. Define your values. Identify your core values as a leader. What principles guide you and guide your decisions and actions? Set SMART goals. Creating specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goals for your leadership journey. These goals give you direction and purpose. Daily affirmations. Start each day with a positive affirmation related to your leadership intentions. These affirmations reinforce your commitment to conscious leadership. As conscious leaders, shaping our leadership mindset is an ongoing process. By cultivating a growth mindset, practicing mindfulness, developing emotional intelligence, curating a positive environment, and setting clear intentions, we empower ourselves to lead with authenticity, resilience, and purpose. As we wrap up this episode, I want to express my gratitude for your presence. Your commitment to enhancing your leadership mindset is a powerful step towards becoming a more effective and impactful leader. Leadership is not for the faint at heart, but with the right mindset, you can rise to the occasion and lead with confidence, resilience, and authenticity. Remember that your mindset is the most potent tool in your leadership arsenal. It's a dynamic journey that demands continuous growth and adaptation. With the right mindset, you can thrive in your role as a conscious leader. In this episode, we've explored the transformative power of mindset and how it influences your confidence, resilience, and authenticity. Your mindset shapes the way you perceive challenges, respond to setbacks, and inspires those around you. By embracing a growth mindset, practicing mindfulness, honing your emotional intelligence, nurturing positivity in your environment, and setting clear intentions, you equip yourself to lead with purpose and passion. In the ever-evolving landscape of leadership, maintaining a positive and growth-oriented mindset is essential. It's the compass that guides you through the complexities and uncertainties of your leadership journey. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Conscious Leadership. I hope today's insights have ignited your passion for empowered and purposeful leadership, and that you use the practical tools and strategies to help you shape and strengthen your leadership mindset. Remember, conscious leadership is not just a destination, but a continuous journey of growth and transformation. If you've enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and share it with fellow leaders. Keep leading with purpose and passion. Your conscious leadership makes a difference not only in your own life, but the life of those you lead and inspire. Until next time, keep thriving, keep leading, keep growing. This is Dakota, signing out. Thank you.